This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the cattle market for Wednesday, August 4th. Well, we're holding steady in the cattle space. We have live cattle pushing a little bit higher yesterday, whereas feeders just kind of chopped around, really didn't make much of a move either way, and ending up near unchanged. So not a big eventful day for the cattle space. We're looking at cash trade probably being higher. There's just about 1,000 head traded in Iowa at around 125, which is up 4 on last week's average. We haven't seen any trade really develop for the dress trade. Box beef values continued on their impressive run, up another 484 on the choice. We're sitting at 286, select up 411 at 267. The spread was up 73 cents at 1875. Movement was 133 loads. So here just a couple weeks ago, we were keeping track of how many days in a row box beef values were going down. Now we're keeping track of how many they're going up. So for 10 days in a row, the choice has gone up a total of $21. Pretty impressive. That's an 8% jump. And again, just in 10 days. Select is up also the 10 days. It's up $19. That's also an 8% improvement. So after being down about 27 days in a row and a drop of 21%, now we're working our way back up, and it's pretty consistent. So demand clearly is there. Slaughter rates are holding strong. So far this week we're at 238,000 head. That's equal to a week ago, and it's up 10,000 over last year. So we see the beef production has definitely been stronger. It continues to stay strong pretty much all year. So for the cash trade, we have, again, last week we were at 121, which was unchanged from the previous week, and so far this week we're seeing the cash trade up about $4. But where we sit is about $26 above where we were a year ago. On the dress trade, we're at 197, which is up 37 from where we were a year ago. Slaughter weights are starting to increase. So we're at 816 pounds. I'm sorry, that's dress weights. That's up 1 on the week, but still down 19 from where we were a year ago. Steer prices at 166 last week. That was down 2 on the week, but up 14 from a year ago. Rib prices at 430, up 31 on the week, up 96 from a year ago. 90% trimmings at 276, down 2 on the week, up 41 from a year ago. So year to date, our federally inspected slaughter is running 4.5% over a year ago. Cow slaughter is up an astonishing 4.2% over a year ago. Weights are up 0.1%, and beef production is up 4.6%. So really the thing that stands out is the cow slaughter. That has just surged from where we were a year ago. And that's, you know, some of that is COVID related. We just didn't have the capacity to move a lot of cattle. And that's why the weights were so heavy last year as well. But clearly what we're seeing is, you know, significant herd reduction. If you're slaughtering cows at that rate, you are moving a lot of pairs off pasture. You're placing a lot of animals into feedlots, or the young calves are going to grass. But at this point of the summer, you could be splitting those up and you could be moving a lot of them into feedlots. Across the northern plains, you just don't have the grass, you don't have the hay. You're seeing significant herd liquidation. And we saw that in the inventory report last month, but obviously we're going to see that again in the next inventory report in January. You know, clearly we're in kind of an accelerated stage of herd liquidation. This sets the stage for an extremely bull market as we try to rebuild, but that's at least a year away. So we're still in the herd reduction phase. We're trying to get into the herd stabilization phase before we get into rebuilding, but you're going to have to see grass first, and that's a whole year away before you even see the grass, much less have the hay, much less start to retain heifers. So we're quite a ways away from developing into the heart of the what would be expected to be the bull market of the rebuilding phase. But I think, you know, the trade is already looking at that. Clearly, we're going to see a smaller calf crop next spring, and that sets the stage for clamoring to find these feeder cattle. All of that assumes that the economy holds itself together, and we are headed into another wave of COVID, so that could be argued that that's not going to be the case. But so far, we have not seen that develop. They haven't shut down the economy. I doubt they will. Demand for beef obviously stays very strong with the box beef values doing what they're doing on higher slaughter volumes. Clearly, the demand for beef is strong. And exports have been pretty firm as well. So, you know, we're firing on all pistons from a demand perspective. Supply is going to be, I think, you know, fairly heavy right in front of us on the herd liquidation. But once we get behind these numbers or beyond them and into, you know, late fall, probably more into late winter, then it's just I think it becomes a much different story. And we're kind of wallowing our way through these numbers. And again, the market's holding together pretty well. We've been on an uptrending trajectory. We're stalling at major resistance. But eventually, we're going to break beyond that and enter into that bull phase. We'll get our corrections, but you know, we're working our way through some big numbers already, and the market's holding together quite well. If you have any questions or comments, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.